Clear the meeting open. I begin by acknowledging that we're on the traditional lands of the Kaurna people. We still respect their elders past and present. I let everyone know that the meeting will be recorded for audio that will become publicly available. Would any elected members like to declare a possible conflict of interest with any item on the agenda? The Mayor will begin by indicating potential conflict in the conflict of interest matter. In the confidential matter that's on the agenda. Any others? There being no others, we can move on. Would someone like to move confirmation of the minutes of the last General Council meeting? Moved to Councillor Telfer, seconded to Councillor Pfeiffer. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Communications, somebody like to move that they be received? Moved, Councillor Hutchinson, seconded, Councillor Schilling. All those in favour? It's carried. We've just had the full moon, so elected member verbal communications are permitted at this meeting if anybody feels the imperative to speak. Councillor Telfer.
It's great excitement that the Tonsley station is to be funded, and there have been lots of community workshops in the last fortnight, and the community is very keen to have the Tonsley station well south of Alawuna, but it's a big report that's coming back, so we will hear in good terms. So it's really exciting that we have some grants from the state government to progress on with that and the greenway that's allied to that.
Thank you. I'll just add to that that with the greenway, of course, we've just had a very welcome grant of well over $1 million to assist with that. The only hold-up that I can see now is that our plan relies on there being a pedestrian crossing, preferably with a station, at the northernmost point of the Tonsley site, so that there would be ready pedestrian access from the new Tonsley residential development to the Mitchell Park Oval and sports and community facilities. That is indeed on the drawing board, but unfunded as we speak. So we'll keep on with the project. Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd just like permission if Your Worship would indulge me in just acknowledging the loss from one of our members of staff. I just wanted to ask for a minute's silence. I just think that's appropriate.
Any other communications from elected members? Then we'll move on. The Refugee Action Network item has been deferred. I don't know whether people want to deal with that now or later on in the meeting. Deal with it now if you like. It's been moved by Councillor Crossland. And has it been seconded? I'll just ask Ms. McKenzie. Not seconded yet. So you'll see Councillor Crossland's motion up on the screen. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Blescu, did you wish to speak? Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Deputations. I thought there might be one tonight. Or was that for another meeting? There was one possibility that was brought to my attention. I'm just seeking advice from Ms. McKenzie. That's in July. All right, thank you. Then we can go on to committee recommendations. These could be moved on block. people can ask any questions if they wish in relation to the Infrastructure and Strategy Committee and the Urban Planning Committee. Someone like to move the minutes be received. Councillor Hutchinson en bloc. Councillor Crossland seconded. Questions or comments? If not, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. There's a confidential item. My suggestion would be that we deal with it at the end of the meeting, but in your hands, with the leave of the meeting, we'll move it to the end of the meeting. But if anyone objects, then happy to deal with it now. Okay, so we'll leave is granted, so we'll move that to the end of the meeting. That leaves us with corporate reports for decision. I suggest that the four-year business plan and the four following reports could be dealt with en bloc as a four-year and one-year budget item together. I should preface that by saying that, of course, there's been a lot of media attention to the state government budget measure, which requires councils to pay an extra 40% in terms of the waste levy that we pay them related to the amount of landfill. It's estimated to be worth about 0.5% of the rate rise in this year's budget and about 0.8% in future years of the long-term financial plan. Obviously, there are a number of variables that might affect that over time. But I've received information from Mr. Barnwell that by adjusting the amount being contributed to the community, what's it called again? Community Facilities Partnership Program, that we have the potential to maintain the 1.8% increase that we've been planning to implement for some time after considerable discussion of alternatives. It's in your hands. What I propose to do, first of all, it's your choice if you want to move those five reports en bloc. They are all related. And secondly, I would look for someone who's going to move that with the 1.8% as it is, and we'll go from there. So, moved, Councillor Valescu.
I'll move as is, Your Worship. I think it's good we've been able to, absorb the cost, even though we are going to miss out on about $340,000 towards our assets. Other councils haven't been as fortunate.
Just over $400,000 this year.
Other councils haven't been as fortunate, and it's good we don't have to go and redesign our whole budget, but obviously next year we'll need to look at that. I'd like to put the budget to the council.
The grants that we've been notified of haven't actually come in yet, so they will come in as a first review adjustment, but the grant will come in, the corresponding expenditure in relation to that will also come in as well. So we haven't been able to bring those in. The same with the we'll get the a prepayment of the FAG grant as well, which will actually adjust as well, but we'll have to accommodate those in the first review adjustment. They come in after the papers are distributed.
So at least it's pleasing to know that in terms of state government, they take away but they give as well. Councillor Pfeiffer, seconding the motion.
Thank you, Your Worship. Look, I only speak to it very briefly. I know that there has been pushes around the chamber in the last couple of months to go slightly lower than the 1.8, and I respect that. And what I think there is actually merit in that. However, the world has changed a little bit in the last week and a half. This additional solid waste levy has been astonishing to see such an increase. I mean, not only double digits, but 40% is just phenomenal. Unlike many councils around the state, we're not needing to be sitting around gnashing our teeth. We are, as a council, thanks to the good management of the elected body, but the superb management of our staff. And I point out specifically Mr. Mifsud previously and Mr. Barnwell now, and for the last good number of years, because of their superbly good management of our finances, we are in a great financial position. We have low debt. We do have some debt, but it's remarkably low. We have operating surpluses. We have for many years, and we have planned to have small surpluses for a good period of time going forward, which means whilst it will reduce the amount that we can put into our CFPP next year, unlike many councils, we can absorb it, and we can do so and move on pretty quickly. I will probably leave it at that point, other than to say, look, the calls for the lower positions, I mean, I have had sympathy for that over the past couple of fortnights, but I think what happened in the state government has really put the nail on that. Thank you.
Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? Carried by majority. Thank you. All right. In relation to council subsidiaries on page 208, someone like to move accordingly? Councillor Crossland? Sorry, Councillor Telfer to move. Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure. Councillor Crossland, I was calling on you, but you're just getting ready.
Sorry, Worship.
Councillor Telfer can second the motion. Councillor Crossland to move the motion.
Thank you, Your Worship. Yes, I commend this to members. As you'll see from the report, there's a lot of programming work happening at SWARA at the moment. Makes the MRF proposal even more viable, and I am hopeful that we actually might come out in a good way, in that the additional waste levy surely means there's a much better case for additional grant funding to make this work. This gives the government a clear process to adopt to reduce waste going to landfill. So everything that they are proposing that the waste levy is supposed to do will happen with the MRF. I'll also draw your attention to the SRC expansion. Most of the weight in our waste comes from organics. The expansion of the SRC will pretty much eliminate organics going to waste. So again, the amount of weight, which is what we're measured on going to landfill, will be dramatically decreased. So I commend this to you, and maybe the waste levy won't impact us as much as we believe.
Seconded by Councillor Telfer. Nothing to add. Anyone opposed? Then all those in favour, please raise your hand. Well, carried unanimously. Thank you. And so we move on to the question of Borrell Linwood Quarry. Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'll just move the motion as printed and recommended by staff.
And is there a seconder? Councillor Schilling, wish to speak? Any opposition? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Move down to on page 229, Hallett Cove Sea Pool Feasibility Study. Councillor Crossland.
Thank you again, Your Worship. Again, I'll move the motion as printed, but I'd like to thank the staff for all their hard work on this. It's been a great piece of work, a lot of variables, and it's pleased to seeing that all the negatives that I thought could happen down there won't, but I believe it's now for the Minister to have a look at and decide whether or not it's a project that he still wishes to progress.
Thank you. Is that seconded? Councillor Schilling. Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's all those against? Carried by majority. So we'll hand that over to the State Government and see what they have to say. Page 407. Well, I don't know what the variable could be. Let's just keep going. Page 407. a World War II honour board, and upon reflection, there'd be plenty of names to put on it. Ms. Duncan, what would you like, Councillor Duncan, what would you like to do? Going to move a motion?
Can you repeat that, please?
Or would you like to move a motion? I say a motion because there are some variables there. But you've got the call if you would like to proceed.
I would like to move that we extend looking at a couple of other options as well. As far as a memorial walk, you know, even along the seafront in Hallett Cove, or putting it on the wall at Hallett Cove. There are more variables than just the traditional honour boards.
Councillor Duncan, could I ask you to look at the second option there? And I'm going to suggest some varied wording for you, because you, in a sense you're treading a middle path. But instead of non-traditional and creative, do you just want to have the word further to sort of leave it as all-encompassing as possible? And then you don't really need number three. So that would leave it as noting the report, allowing further time to explore further ways and report back to Council 27th of August. You happy with that?
I will be happy with that.
All right, so you're moving that. Did you want to speak further to it?
No.
Thank you. Councillor Telfer seconded.
In this report it talks a lot about creative ways, and it talks about growing a row of trees as creative ways, and later in the agenda we've got Messines Avenue that was planted in 1917. But over and above that, we also have on the Sturt Recreational Ground, there was also in August 1917 a whole row of trees planted in memory of the eight men that were killed from that area. So planting of trees and maintaining them and looking after them is important, but there are obviously lots of different ways that we can honour people from the past.
Thank you, Councillor Telfer. Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? For Councillor Hull's benefit, the motion was to defer for further consideration till the end of August the honour board question and look at other ways of honouring those veterans. You happy with that, Councillor? Yep, so that was carried. Was it unanimous? Yes, thank you. So now on to page 413. Cobham Avenue, Morfettville. Councillor Valescu to move.
Happy to move as is, Your Worship.
Is that seconded? Councillor Clancy, wish to say anything? Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, thank you. So now we move on to page 430. Interesting background with the Australia Day Council. They do receive massive federal funding, and local government, including City of Marion, also chips in to fund their numerous activities. Now, nominations sought for their board. First of all, does anyone express any interest? If not, then... Councillor Masika, thank you. Well, I think Councillor Pfeiffer looks like he wants to move that motion. I beg your pardon, Councillor Hull, did you put your hand up there?
Obviously the agenda hasn't been read. Mr. Mayor, it's in the agenda.
I beg your pardon, Councillor Hull. I'm looking at page 431, there it is. So I've got two councillors interested. Shall we nominate both councillors? So, Councillor Pfeiffer, would you still like to move the motion accordingly? So, with the motion as printed, in the second clause, it's just putting Hull and Masika after the word councillors, and then it would be otherwise as printed. Councillor Pfeiffer, are you happy with that?
Yes.
Wish to speak any further?
That's fine.
Councillor Pryor to second the motion. Wish to speak into it? No. Any opposition? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. And good luck to all candidates. The service review program, page 435. I put a few questions prior to the meeting to management, and they've answered those questions. Councillor Telfer to move. Do you wish to add anything more? Thank you. Is that seconded? Councillor Hutchinson? Nothing further? Any opposition? Then all those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Now, on page 440, we've got the Oaklands Community Connections consultation. Just a comment from the Mayor, and I say that because it's a governance issue, that I do strongly believe that it's very important how we name things, and almost the entire report is about closure of a road, and yet the Oaklands Community Connections consultation tends to point us to the activities around the Dwyer Road Reserve, and so I feel that the title is a bit misleading. So I don't know, are we stuck with it now, Ms. McKenzie? Is that, but I don't know, I mean, councillors can let me know if that's out of order, but I just think that later on when we're searching for the Diagonal Way road closure, you're not going to find it from that report title in the computer in a year's time. Having said that, would somebody like to move some way? Councillor Pryor?
Yeah, happy to move as written, thanks.
Anything further? Is that seconded? Councillor Crossland? Nothing to add? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Sorry, a question? Yes, Councillor Hull.
There's a public consultation. Will this go back for public consultation, or have we done that and there's no more consultation to do?
Can you be more specific? Consultation about what exactly, Councillor?
Well, the Diagonal Way bit in particular.
Yes, I think the statutory process, if we kick it off, requires further consultation. So yes is the answer to that.
Right, but we've actually done consultation up until this point.
We have, and you could say that that's outside of the statutory framework,
right.
But there's still the statutory mandatory consultation.
Right. I'd like to speak against it.
Very well, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, staff would realise that I haven't been comfortable with this all the way through. In fact, I kept continually pointed out that the well-trodden track across from the railway station at the intersection of Diagonal Road and Morfitt Road is what people will use, because you get off the train and the beacon is the actual aquatic centre, if there's a major meet on. If people are going to Westfield, well, particularly now we know that Westfield are going to have the pedestrian thoroughfare starting alongside our library on the western side all the way through, that will be the obvious thoroughfare for pedestrians going to Westfield from the railway station. I did go to the feedback session at the council depot, for lack of a better word, and I was quickly made aware of the displeasure of some people not wanting that road closed, who lived further northeast from that area, and also people raised concern about having a whole lot of foot traffic all hours of the day and night going past the front of their home, and possibly being antisocial behaviour coming from that. I tend to actually hear what they're saying, and I think that rather than waste all our time on going through this process, we could actually already take on board the concerns of the community and realise that this is a dead duck, that we really need to look at the most common route, which would coincidentally take what people see as a problem away from the front of their homes. And we've already had bashings and the like in that area already, even with the old station. So I'm going to vote against it because I just think it needs to be nipped in the bud. I think we need to actually realise that the well-trodden track that is currently being used, it also negate an extra set of traffic lights, which we don't really need. Another set of traffic lights. So a whole exercise of the Oaklands Crossing was to speed up traffic flow, and we're actually going to add another pedestrian crossing. So the current pedestrian crossing has the capacity to deal with that now, and with the project that we've got there with Smart Cities, we could even make that wayfinding even better and take the foot traffic away from people's homes where they're trying to sleep and reside and enjoy all the pleasures that we might enjoy in our own street. Even I live on Diagonal Road and I wouldn't have to put up with the problems that they perceive.
Is there anyone else speaking in favour? Then the mover has the right of reply.
Yeah, just quickly, I think Council Hull is definitely on a path. I don't disagree with a lot of what he said. There's still some outstanding parts of the design that we're working on. This is really for the closure of Diagonal Way and expanding Diagonal Road Reserve, which I'm all for. I think that the traffic can go another way. Whether the pedestrians choose to walk around along Morphett Road or through another direction, that's up to them, up to how well we finish that place off. So in closing, I think that closing the road along Diagonal Way, it's been closed for, I don't know, 8 months now with the PTP Alliance being there. Nobody's really complained too much to me about it. I think we grabbed some valuable green space there. Thanks.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? Carried by majority. Division scored by Councillor Hull. Would those in favour please stand in their place? They are Councillors Pfeiffer, Masika, Valescu, Clancy, Pryor, Telfer, Hutchinson, Duncan and Crossland. You may sit down. Those against being Councillors Hull and Schilling. The motion is carried by majority. Thank you. On page 479, we have the public interest disclosure policy to adopt based on recent legislation. And the new suggested policy would replace the whistleblowers policy, but has the same broad intent. Councillor Pfeiffer has moved. Nothing to add. Councillor Telfer to second. Nothing to add. Anyone against? Not that we have a lot of choice. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. So on to page 519. The finance report could be moved en bloc with the questions on notice register and the work health and safety report, but people can ask questions about any of those if they want to. Up to you, Councillor Telfer. Moved en bloc. Is that seconded? Councillor Hutchinson. Any questions or opposition? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. So at that point, we come to the motion with notice from Councillor Telfer on page 542, Messines Avenue, Memorial of Honour.
So I'm moving that there be a body of work done, and what I call the Holmonk trees and the staff report calls the English elms. That probably explains why they had elm disease a few years ago. So if I've got the wrong name for the trees, I apologise, but that's how I understood they were called at one stage. This is a plan after these being actually planted in 1917. 100 years on, they were diseased. They had one treatment. They now look a bit better. However, they're in competition with car parking there. I think there needs to be a stalwart plan that allows us to set up a monument for another 100 years, a lick and a split for just a very short term doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter if it takes 10 years for those trees to get to the end of their life. But what is important is that there is an overarching plan that takes in a new memorial. And it doesn't have to be 40 trees. There were 40 trees. My great-grandmother made the speech at that ceremony, and it was for the 40 trees were generic. It wasn't that there were about 40 people killed from around Edwardstown, but there were about 200 went to war from that district, and so they commemorate the whole group of people, those trees. So we want a plan, we want a structure. It came up in our last agenda and the suggestion of $10,000. I'm more comfortable with this being a focus on the trees and on a memorial rather than on how does this fit into a business plan as such. So I'm hopeful that we can get a memorial that will go on for another 100 years and that will be satisfactory in terms of the local businesses.
Seconded, Councillor Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Your Worship. Look, this is effectively part three of the First World War memorials in the City of Marion, specifically down that end of the City of Marion. The other two pieces being, you know, Edwardstown Oval, which was purchased by the community in 1919, the Honour Board that now resides in that same facility, which was built in around about 1919 as well, and of course the Avenue of Honour being the third part. Now those trees, look, we have eked out their lifespan a little bit more. They are stunningly beautiful trees, but they won't last forever, and we do need to think about the next generation as to how we continue on memorialising those individuals, and especially in a more of a physical and public way as it currently is. Look, from my perspective, it doesn't even have to remain at that exact location. It can be elsewhere. It doesn't have to be right there. I mean, that part of Edwardstown right adjacent to the station there, that was the heart back 100 years ago, but of course that's right smack bang in the middle of the industrial district now. So whether it's there, whether it's somewhere else in time that we're thinking about in terms of a location, I'm open to looking to see what this report can actually tell us and inform us.
Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. So it just remains for us to note the question on notice regarding building and development approvals on page 544 with the answer. And then we come back to the matter that we deferred. It's the confidential item.
Mr. Mayor, just a question.
Yes, Councillor Hull.
I sent through two photographs with that question. Only one appeared in the report. And it mentions that there is two photographs.
Well, with leave of the council and cooperation of staff, could the other photograph sent in by Councillor Hull be added in some way to the minutes? Thank you. Would that satisfy you, Councillor Hull?
Yeah, it just demonstrates that there's more than one problem, and I don't know whether other elected members have noticed the proliferation of black buildings around the place.
Right. It was a question on notice, so we'll move on. The only remaining item on the agenda is the deferred confidential item. So confidential for obvious reasons. Would somebody like to move the covering motion to go into confidence? Councillor Schilling.
Mr Mayor, I probably need to declare a conflict of interest. I shouldn't be voting on a matter that relates to me.
That's appreciated. You and I both, but first we can... The matter of confidence, however, doesn't require... It's a procedural motion, so we don't need to go there.
So you can vote on a matter that relates to you that would actually could take it away from the public eye?
I'll ask Ms McKenzie to advise us all. Just hold on a sec.
Through the Chair, if you're in your seat, obviously you have an obligation, you have to vote. If you disagree with the confidential order, then you'll need to vote against it.
There is another option that if there is a perceived conflict of interest, well, if a member believes there's an actual conflict of interest, a member may leave the room for that deliberation.
So if I happen to vote to say that it should be in the public realm, then I'd be safe.
Well, the point is that you've had advice from administration that you may stay in the room. There's no conflict of interest on this procedural question. What you do with that is then up to you. All right. It's been moved by Councillor Schilling that we go into confidence. And is that seconded? Councillor Vlescu? All those in favour? All those against? Carried by majority. So apart from the people who are named, we should close the door. It's already been closed. I'll